Valley Sounds.
Well, hello, I'm Ricky J. Taylor. A lot of my friends know me as Rick Taylor, but several years ago, when I first started doing original music, which was kind of late in my musical timeline, I was booked, and this venue, when I got there, I'd noticed a flyer, and it had advertised me as Rick Taylor, and I was a black Canadian blues artist, which I am none of those. And I realized at that point I needed to add some specificity to my name, so I started using my actual birth certificate name, Ricky. And all my friends from years ago called me Ricky anyway, so I picked that up, added a middle initial. That explains why I have kind of stage name. But I've been around Huntsville since literally the early 80s and playing music with multiple bands, and I played in cover bands. My background is in bluegrass. Having been raised in Kentucky in a family of musicians, my father, I always have to give credit to. My father, he just turned 90 years old. He still sings. He still plays. He's got a better voice than I do, and just this wonderful personality, amazing person. But he's the reason I even picked up a guitar to begin with. I just wanted to be like my daddy. And when we get together back in Kentucky, oftentimes my brother and my sister and my dad and I will get our instruments out and we'll sit around and play. Usually it's old bluegrass or country or bluegrass gospel. It's a part of my DNA almost. But I came to Huntsville, and I had been actually playing in a bluegrass band while I was in college in Kentucky. Never once thought I could make it in music, so unlike all my friends who were there, were going to make it big, you know. But I carried my books around to all the festivals and contests. We played a lot of contests. In fact, the bluegrass band I was in, we competed in 22 contests and won 18 first place slots and two-time Tennessee state champions. That was cross country. One of the members is now a member of the Grand Ole Opry, in fact. Again, I had my sights set on a career, and so I did that and graduated and got several job offers in Huntsville. And a good friend of mine, Blaine Anderson, talked me into getting back into bluegrass a few years after I was here, and so I did so, and it kind of opened up a new world for me. And several years later, I decided I wanted to. All the years I was playing in cover bands, I played in some really good, really fun rock and roll bands here in Huntsville. But I was writing music all the while. About 2012 or 13, I was at the point where I felt like I needed to walk away from music altogether. And I was archiving some songs. I wanted to record them in some rudimentary fashion. And I contacted an old friend who I met on that contest circuit that I referred to earlier, and Jim Wood. And I hadn't seen him in ages. And I said, I need a fiddle track on a song. He said, why don't you come up? He's at a studio just up in Tennessee in Lincoln County. And one thing led to another, and he talked me into doing an album. So I did one, and then I did another. And so then I started thinking, well, you know, maybe I'll perform some original music. Always being my worst critic, I had this revelation one day that, you know, if nobody likes what I do, that's okay. Nobody's going to get an eye put out. And so I just suddenly got brave. And you know, and I put together a band, including Jim Wood, and some really, really good musicians. And that kind of started things off for me. Currently doing a duet. The duet name, I haven't really settled on anything, but we're currently calling it the Bad at Math Trio. But and that's with a Chip Goldbro is a fine jazz musician, along with Jim. Chip is going to be featured today, but he's also a good fiddler. He likes old time Irish fiddling, and old time. This is actually a musical genre. So he called me up and said, hey, you have any need for a fiddle player? And I did, actually, but I didn't currently have the band together. So I thought, let's just do a duet. And I'm really liking it. It's agile and the logistics are so much easier than managing a whole band. But I've played on some pretty big stages with some other artists as well. I toured with Claire Lynch, who many people know in the acoustic music world. Toured all over the country with her. I was playing bass and singing harmony with her. We were from California to the East Coast, and also the I have to credit the band I was in college. You know, the successes we had were, I guess, quantifiable in the contest wins. Here's the real greatest achievement. I hope it doesn't sound trite, but it's just the experiences and the friendships that I've made. I couldn't imagine my life without music. That to me is the greatest achievement. I have so many lifelong friendships that have been born through music. I've been on some decent stages, made a few bucks here and there. That to me is the most important thing. I always find self-promotion kind of icky.
That's where I'll step in and list some of Ricky's accomplishments, because yes, self-promotion can be icky. Ricky is a skilled vocalist and musician, playing both guitar and upright bass. He's shared the stage with Grammy winner Claire Lynch and Grand Ole Opry member Mike Snyder. His TV appearances include CMT's Most Wanted, TNN's New Country Nashville Now, and Heartland's Duggar Mountain Music Hall. Ricky's also been featured on the Ernest Tubb Radio Show, the Last Honky Tonk Music Series, Jim Parker's Listen Local, and the Songs on the Bayou Songwriting Festival. I hope I didn't miss anything. Needless to say, Ricky is the real deal.
So this first song is called Saigon 68. It's a song about doing what's right, answering a call. I set this in Vietnam, in Saigon. I'm actually old enough to remember remnants of news about the Vietnam War. And even at a young age, I knew how heartbreaking it was, but This was originally called Saigon 69. I somewhat arbitrarily chose that date, but I was singing this song at a church up on the mountain, Unity Church, I think it was, several years ago. An older gentleman came up to me after the set, and he was almost vibrating. He was like, that song. He said, I was there. He's like, he was in that song. It moved me the way he responded to that. But he said, it wasn't 69, it was 68. So I changed the title to Saigon 68. And also, this song was used as the theme song for Melissa Ford Thornton's podcast, Tree of Trust, which I appreciate her doing that. She's a good friend of mine and was a former publicist of mine. This is off my second album, actually called The Edge of Light, which was completed in 2019. This features Jim Wood on cello, very fine cellist. All the other instruments were me, for better or for worse. So this is Saigon 68 on Valley Sounds.
I was born rambling in my veins. At 21, I crossed the western plains. I met a man with a rifle in his hand and followed him to a distant land. And I'll go anywhere, try and take me. I'm ready for the things that I don't know. Whatever I become, whatever comes of me, where trying takes me, so shall I go. Fighting for your right to be happy, I fought with all my might to be free. With blinding guns and mother sons a-crying, Looks like trying's got the best of me. And I'll go anywhere trying takes me. I'm ready for the things that I don't know. Whatever I become, whatever comes of me, where trying takes me, so shall I go. In this valley, morphine in my veins, I lay dying in the cold, cold rain. I met a man with a Bible in his hand and followed him to a distant land. And I'll go anywhere dying takes me. I'm ready for the things that I don't know. Whatever I become, whatever comes of me, where trying takes me, so shall I go. Where trying takes me, so shall I.
And that was Jim Wood playing a traditional fiddle tune called Lime Rock. Now, Jim is one of the most decorated contest fiddlers in American music history. Actually, Jim has won 160 fiddle and mandolin championships. He's a producer. He's got a school of music. He and his wife, Inge, teach music up at their little studio just up in Lincoln County, they're referred to. He was produced both my albums at his studio, and just one of the most incredible musicians. If you've ever tried playing a fiddle or a violin, you understand what it takes to really accomplish that instrument. And to hear somebody that proficient is quite amazing. He's just such a fine musician. The next song is another one of mine called My Love, and that's on my actually from my first album, 2013, A Journey to Here. And this actually features Claire Lynch singing harmony with me. Does a very, very fine job. The song is really about two people finding themselves sort of in this middle ground between, yeah, we're in love, we should stay together, and no, we should be apart. But some, and this really happens, as many of you know. But it's about knowing you really should move on, but not being brave enough to do so. I guess perhaps born from personal experience here. much of my songs are really songs from the heart. And interesting thing about this song is that as Claire was finishing up singing her vocal part, she walked out of the sound booth and walked over to me and said, "Rick, is your relationship breaking up?" And sounds just sort of trivial, but what it meant to me was Claire is just a fine, fine songwriter. And the song was apparently convincing enough that she thought it was real. And I took a certain amount of pride in that it was about something that occurred many years ago, but it apparently felt very real to her. And I thought it was for someone that accomplished to really buy into a song like that. And I thought, yeah, kind of patted myself on the back with that. But in the mix, I wanted to make sure that, you know, she's up there and can be well heard. So that's that song is again called My Love, and it has Jim Wood again playing cello.
I've been searching for my soul. We've been growing mighty old, my love, through an open window blows. The cold wind knows. On another endless night, brush the hair back from your eyes, my love. As you dream, will I dream too of what we knew? Sometimes stories don't end. Before another one begins, my love, two young lovers, restless souls, reach for comfort from the cold. Come tomorrow morning's light. Turn the pages of our lives, my love. We both know it's time to go. I love you so. 20 years to the day. We knew we could not stay, my love. What we seek we'll never find, two of a kind. Sometimes stories don't end before another one begins, my love. Two young lovers, restless souls, did find comfort from the cold.
Hell broke loose did hell broke loose just north of Mayred on along the Kennesaw Line. Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. The day that hell broke loose just north of Mayred on along the Kennesaw Line. North of Mayred on along the Kennesaw Line.
You just heard Claire Lynch's Kennesaw Line, a song about the Civil War. I guess it shares a little commonality with Saigon 68, and that features... The song is about the poor soldiers who were fighting a war and probably didn't even know why. And I believe that that's true. More people died in the Civil War than all other wars combined. How horrible it was that we were fighting each other. But in her song, there's Southerners that were mixed up in this and probably didn't even understand it. I mean, it was, you know, uneducated, illiterate, and didn't really have a stake in it, I think. Probably there were powerful interests even back then who wanted that war, you know, that had something to gain from it. Most of the people who died didn't. But beautiful song. I enjoyed playing that with her when I was touring around with her. And coming up is Dave Gallagher's The Wild Piece. I have been lucky enough to become a good friend of Dave's over the last several years. He and I and one or two other persons will have been getting together at someone's house and just sitting around playing music, you know, and we'll have a good meal and enjoy each other's company. What an amazing man. Such a warm heart and kind and generous. I rarely have ever met anyone that talented, that accomplished, that was that humble. He's just that kind of guy. And I feel really blessed to call him friend. And this song moved me. I heard him, he did this one night at one of our little gatherings, and I wanted to feature this song because I think it's a little different than what a lot of people hear from him. You know, it's not straight ahead blues, and which he's clearly the master of, but he has a lot more depth, maybe, than some people know, or maybe I'm the one that's being naive and everybody knows this, but I certainly see it, and I wanted to feature this song, but it was a tribute to a friend that he performed at a celebration of life ceremony called The Wild Piece on Valley Sounds.
When a man goes out, don't come back no more. He's getting his release. And the doors ain't closed like they were before. He's out in the wild peace. Now you can't explain the ocean to a desert dwelling man whose boots never left the land. There's all that water that can't be drunk any more than can the sand. And there's fish down deep and ships up on top, and just like a building stand. It's like that love out in the wild peace. You can know not understand. When a man goes out, don't come back no more. He's getting his release. And the doors don't close like they did before. He's out in the wild. Thank you. don't expect to explain that magnetic light, that gravity that has no demand. The wild peace is the home of love, no room for reprimand. There's folks he might have read about out working on the plan. Ain't nobody's in the shadows there, and everyone's in the band. When a man goes out, don't come back no more, he's getting his release. The doors ain't closed like they were before, he's out in the wild peace.
And that song was Rami K, performed by Rick Rorex. And That's on an album called Old Friends, New Friend, New Trends, I'm sorry. Rick and I have played music quite a bit. He was in my little group called the Ricky J. Taylor Combo, which some may have seen around town. But he is a former national champion mandolin player, very, very talented, very adept in traditional bluegrass, but also excels in swing music, in jazz. And that song was named after his wife. And the next song is a friend of mine. Incidentally, everyone on this list actually is a friend of mine. Again, referring back to the blessing of music. David Stocks is quite a fascinating character. He writes all his music. He records it and does all the editing and mixing. He's a one-man show. And he's very, very talented at all of those things. And I just felt like he needed to have a little spotlight shined on him. So this is a love song by David Stocks called Colors on Valley Sounds.
I've heard it's in all the ways that love surrounds you. Defines how much you can. At last, forever. In a world that keeps talking round in circles, it's easy to miss a truthful heart. You walk right by, take your breath aside.
Color me.
just let me know where you stand. Say what's on your mind. You don't like the things I say. Maybe you don't like the car I drive. Wondering how I get through every day. Pretending I'm just barely alive. Don't drive me crazy. I'm mad enough to take it. I can take about anything. Say what's on your mind. You keep saying it's alright. Don't tell me it's alright. You keep saying it's alright. Alright. Don't tell me it's alright.
That last song was Say What's On Your Mind by Randall Powell. And Randall recorded this at Sound Cell in 1988. I played bass on this record. And it was the first time meeting Ken Waters and Jim Cavender, who also played on this. I think Randall was ahead of his time. You'll hear a lot of really intricate percussion programming. So this was back when MIDI programming was in its infancy, and he was doing a lot of great things. That was really an experience getting to meet Ken and Jim as well. And speaking of Jim Cavender, the next song is Terrible With Names, which is an original as well. All these original by the named artists. But several years ago, it was about 1995, Jim asked me to join up with him and Mike Dindy, and we formed a little trio named the Roadside Pharaohs. And it featured mostly Jim's original music. And the little group culminated in this album, which, to my knowledge, never went anywhere. And I really think it probably should have. It's got some really great songs on it, but this is one of them. And it is, the band morphed into the Lost Troubadours from the Ford Galaxy, which was sort of, I sort of fronted that mutation of the band when we added a keyboard player and played old honky-tonk, you know, stuff back when nobody was really doing that in Huntsville. Coffee Klatch was our home. and we really, really had a great time with that. Again, going back to this song, this was recorded at Rene Corte studio with Chris Holmesley, also acting as engineer. Great song, and I'm playing bass on this one, by the way, for what that's worth. Called Terrible with Names on Valley Sounds. Thank you. You just heard a jazz band called Grooveyard and the song Cheese Side Down. And this was written by Chip Goldbro, who is my current duet partner, I referenced earlier. It's on the album Kaduna. I would like to say thank you very much to WLRH and you, Marcia, for being such a gracious host and inviting me to do this. This radio station is one of the highlights of Huntsville, I think. I think if you list, you know, even a short list of the good things about Huntsville, the station has to be in there somewhere. I'd also like to thank Karen Newsom for featuring one of my songs on her episode of this and putting me in touch with you.
Valley Sounds is a production of 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to our guest host, Ricky J. Taylor, for creating a wonderful show. If you would like to guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that sings to you, then send an email to music@WLRH.org and you may be on a future show. Thanks to all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.